scorching summers are already the norm in Australia, but they could be about to get much hotter. Currently, the Earth is experiencing 1 degree of global warming. The 2015 Paris Climate Accord sets a target of no more than 2 degrees. Using current Bureau of Meteorology climate data and global climate models, a team of researchers examined Australia's future if temperatures continue to rise. Lead researcher Dr. Sophie Lewis says the findings are alarming.
We already know that cities are stressed by heat waves in Australia in summer. We know that they pose a challenge for human health, and we have more hospital admissions, we have more bushfire weather. It's a real challenge for agriculture when we have these extremes. Energy production, we know that we can have blackouts and that can affect our industry. And that's with the extremes that we're having at the moment. So if we have these enhanced extremes in the future, we're really going to be hard-pressed to cope with that unless we start preparing now.
Published in Geophysical Research Letters, the research, compiled by the Australian National University, found New South Wales's record extremes could increase by up to 3.8 degrees. University of Melbourne climate scientist Dr. Andrew King says simulations showed temperatures in Victoria would rise by 2.3 degrees.
So in these cities, Melbourne and Sydney, we have the occasional 40-degree day. So Melbourne often gets a 40-degree day in summer. But we have had even higher temperatures in some years. So both Melbourne and Sydney have had temperatures of around the 46-degree mark. With a little bit more global warming, there's the possibility of getting even more extreme temperatures and potentially even hitting the 50-degree mark.
Dr. King says while those extremes are likely to become more frequent, they will still be relatively rare.
Those kinds of extremes are definitely projected to become more frequent, but the 50-degree headline temperature, that's something that would still be extremely rare in the 2-degree world under the Paris Agreement, but it's a possibility.
Dr. Lewis says the impact of temperature rises will be widespread.
So our results show that everyone in Australia is likely to be affected by these extremes, and they're likely to hit all the way across Australia. We also looked at changes in the Coral Sea region. We know that the Great Barrier Reef has been stressed by warming in recent years. In 2016 and 2017, we had a bleaching event that really pushed the reef's health. So that's with the extremes that we're having at the moment.
But Dr. King says it's still possible to reduce the effects of climate change.
We can try and prevent these extreme heat events from occurring in the first place, or at least limit their likelihood of occurrence by reducing our greenhouse gas emissions and trying to prevent severe global warming in the first place.
As more unbearable summers look commonplace, Dr. Andrew King says Australia will need to prepare to adapt to the extreme heat.
We certainly will need to adapt, and it's going to be very difficult. So some of it could just be changes in culture around these extreme heat events. So avoiding going out in the middle of the day, obviously not doing outdoor work during the hottest days, just staying better hydrated, maybe infrastructure that's better designed to cope with these extreme heat events.